Chapter 1. Whitney.
Why don't detectives wear uniforms?
I cast a glance over my shoulder at Karsten, watching in the mirror while I applied my chapstick. With the balm smeared across my lips, I rubbed them together before turning to flash my badge at him. Because they give us these nifty little things in order to identify ourselves. No need for a uniform. Karsten gripped me by the hips and pulled me toward him. His mouth twisted into an exaggerated pout.
But you'd look so good in a uniform, babe. Your ass.
His palms slid down my hips and around to cup the cheeks of my butt. Is still pretty good, even in a pair of jeans. I cocked one eyebrow, challenging him.
Damn straight.
Another squeeze and a swat to my behind reminded me he'd always loved my body, even though I wasn't a tiny, delicate woman. I'd never lost my curves, despite the amount of exercise I had to do in order to pass my department-mandated physicals. Outside, a horn blared, and I craned my neck to see out the window. Mia sat behind the steering wheel in the police cruiser we used when we had no need to conceal who we worked for. Karsten cringed and peered at his watch.
Doesn't she know what time it is? The neighbors will complain.
I laughed, capping the chapstick and tossing it back onto the bathroom vanity. To who? The police? Karsten shrugged, his cheeks pinkening a little. It was a bit adorable. So I grabbed his hand and he followed me down the stairs. It was technically my house, but Karsten had lived here almost as long as I had, so I never really thought about the fact it was my name on the mortgage. From within neatly aligned picture frames hanging in the hallway, images of the two of us smiled back. Photos of our travels and accomplishments were mixed in between photos of Rusty, the dog we'd adopted. No kids yet, but they wouldn't be far behind. I wanted them, desperately. I'd felt my biological clock ticking every day since I'd turned 30. Now, at 32, the tick-tock was making a bit of a racket, reminding me constantly I wasn't getting any younger. I just had to convince Karsten we didn't actually have all the time in the world, as he kept proclaiming. We reached the front door, and Karsten leaned around me, opening it so I could leave. But when I stepped out onto our porch, he tugged my hand, spinning me back to face him. Before I could say anything, he pressed his lips to mine. Hot, hard, and branding. Despite the fact the streetlights lit up the evening enough that Mia would be able to see us, I kissed him back. Like I always did. It didn't seem to matter where he wanted me. It could be in the privacy of our own home, in a park as we jogged together, or on our darkened porch while my partner waited for me to start our shift. I always responded. He had some weird sort of pull on me, which made me forget I was normally a sensible Sally. I'd never been one to lose my head over a guy, but Karsten had swept me off my feet 2 years ago and hadn't put me down since. His tongue invaded my mouth and he walked me back to the wall. A brief flex of his hips against mine told me we should have started this earlier. The horn blared again, and I pulled away from my man with a groan, peering over his shoulder at Mia. "Quit making out like you're 16-year-old virgins on prom night," Mia yelled through the open car window. "Or at the very least, make me a bag of popcorn while I watch the free porn." I choked on a laugh and shoved Karsten away. He rolled his eyes at Mia's antics.
"Seriously, you need to talk to her about appropriate neighborhood behavior. If Mrs. Toadley next door corners me in the morning and bites my head off because Mia disturbed her cats, I'm not going to be happy."
I burst out laughing at his all-too-serious face, and eventually, his pressed-together lips widened into a smile. I kissed him lightly and skipped down the steps. "See you tomorrow," I called over my shoulder. He lifted his hand in a wave. A lingering glint of heat in his eyes sent a shiver down my spine. I yanked open the passenger seat door and climbed inside with the hugest grin on my face. Maybe I'd ask Janice if I could leave early tonight. If I could get home before dawn and slide into bed before Karsten's alarm went off, we'd have a whole hour of naked time before he needed to be at work. He was going away for work again next week, so I wanted to make the most of the time we did have together. Mia shook her head, and with a quick blind spot check, she guided the cruiser into the suburban street. "You guys make me sick. You're really..."